Hello, my name is Rudy. I'm calling you with USA with Opinion Research. How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah, okay. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Okay, I'm not selling anything and we're not asking for donations. Am I speaking to Joshua?
Yes.
Okay. So, pretty much, in which following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin?
Nevada.
Okay. In what year were you born?
2002.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Almost certain.
Okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Sending too much money out of country.
Sending too much money out of the country. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you, you know, who did you vote for?
Voted, I believe, Joe Biden.
Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'd have to see what each one has to say. I haven't done any listening to what they want.
And if you had to pick, which one would you strongly vote for?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I don't know any of them. Like,
so if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Or would you say another candidate?
Maybe Independent.
Okay. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Okay, so Joe Biden, from a 0 to a 100?
40.
40. Okay, and Donald Trump?
10.
Okay. Thank you for that. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Democrat candidate or Republican candidate in your district? Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Sorry, one more time?
Yeah. Thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Probably Democratic.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democratic Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
I'm not sure. Whoever's younger, I guess.
Would that be like the Democrat Jackie Rosen or the Republican Dan Brown? If you had to lean towards one, would you? Which one?
What was the other one called?
Sam Brown.
Dan Brown. Dan Brown.
Sam. Republican Sam Brown.
Oh, Sam Brown. Okay.
Yeah, Sam Brown. There's a Democrat Jackie and Republican Sam.
Maybe Jackie Rosen.
Okay, Jackie Rosen. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party? Would you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party much more? Trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party somewhat more? Trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party somewhat more, or trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more?
Lightly trust the Democratic Party.
Okay, would that be a much more or somewhat more? Somewhat more.
Somewhat.
Okay. And please indicate whatever you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Joe Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. And President Joe Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. And President Joe Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Agree. And President Joe Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you so much for that. And I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Joe Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and the President Joe Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. And President Joe Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And the President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Would you strongly agree, some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree?
Some would agree.
All right. And please tell me whether President Joe Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. Okay. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Or would it be no difference in one way or the other? A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farmers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to their economy, to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. And a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
All right, ma'am. So, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And please indicate if you are concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned of each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned.
All right. And Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
A little concerned.
Okay. And Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the borders, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
A little concerned.
A little concerned. And I'm going to review the different approaches President Joe Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right, okay? So, which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration, President Biden's or former President Trump's? Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view? Joe Biden approach much closer, Biden approach somewhat closer, Trump approach somewhat closer, or Trump approach much closer?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Okay. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for presidents were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Would you say like, yes, a friend, yes, an acquaintance, yes, a family member, yes, a coworker? Yes, I but prefer not to specify, or no?
I think yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and yes, but I prefer not to specify. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? WhatsApp, MSNBC, or other major news network channels or websites, Fox News channel or website, Univision or Telemundo, OANN, or Newsmax, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Spanish language radio programs, or Facebook?
You can TikTok choose. And YouTube?
TikTok and YouTube. All right. So thank you so much for your time. So finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for just the statistical purposes, okay? Like, from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Would you say Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico,
Mexico,
Central
and
America?
Cuba.
Mexico and Cuba?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. So, were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico?
I was born in Nevada.
Nevada. And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
My parents were born in Mexico and Cuba.
Okay. Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Like always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally? more Spanish than
English? Equally.
All right. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party? Closer to the Democrats or closer to the Republicans?
Can't say I'm equally on both sides.
Okay, like independent. And thinking in a political terms, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate? I don't know.
Okay, and what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Would you say from 1st to 11th, high school graduate, vocational, or
high
technical school?
School?
Okay. And what is your religion? Would you say
Christianity.
Christianity. Okay. Okay, so, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Joshua.
All right, Joshua. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in the following research study, like participants in the research are they're compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way? Can we like note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we can contact you in the future?
I've been busy as of lately, so no, not this time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful night, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Fucking surveys are long as fuck. Too wild. That's a fucking fucked up ass survey, nigga, for real.